Welcome to Masters of the Word. I am your host, Lavelle Gill. Masters of the Word is a journey for men and women to become one with the Word of God. We come to you every week diving into the infallible truths of God's Word. So feel free to subscribe, leave a positive review, to spread the word to like-minded men and women. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to another edition of Masters of the Word. I am Lavelle Gill. We are in episode number 25 of Masters of the Word, and we thank you so much for taking the ride with us on today. Today we're going to be diving into the Word of God once again in the book of Psalms. We're really diving into the poetic cadence of the scriptures. And then we're going to be talking about as well my take or my thoughts on what I think about the book of Psalms so far. We're not even a quarter of the way into the book of Psalms because there are 150 divisions of Psalms, and we are just making it close to about the 25th division. So we still got a ways to go, but there's much that we have seen and heard from what the scriptures are giving us. Today's song of the day comes from Mr. It's Your Boy. It is Come In on Masters of the Word.
God, we bless you. We give you all the glory. We prepare a special place just for you. Come on, let's sing.
Lord, we prepare this place for you to come in.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we prepare this place
for you.
For you to come in.
We realize
that we in your presence. Come in this place and we will give you rest.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, we prepare this place
just for you. Praises of your people, God.
Yes, we prepare this place for you.
So come in.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory will come in. Come on, let's say it like this.
Come in.
See,
Lord.
We will hear.
So here are a few things that I'm learning as we go through the book of Psalms. Number one, and it's not that I'm learning this, but it's more of a realization. The Word of God is a book that is meant to be enjoyed. I'm going to say that again. The Word of God is a book that's meant to be enjoyed. I've grown up in church from the earliest of my childhood, I remember. And no matter if it was Sunday school teachers, no matter if it was lay ministers, what have you, the Word of God has always been forced down your throat. And it was always crammed into your mind. And God's not going to bless you if you don't take delight in His Word, or he's such a bully until he'll withdraw His hand of blessing if you don't take delight in God's Word. And that's not the case. That's wrong teaching. And I'm speaking to myself. I'm speaking to myself because that's been my experience. So the Word of God is a book that it's meant to be enjoyed. Number two, the fruit of poetry is eaten by all men. The gift of the poet is revealed in the book of Psalms, from what I've been reading and experiencing. The gift of the poet is revealed and is released in the book of Psalms. The ability to be transparent. Now remember, the Old Testament is written in Hebrew and the New Testament is written in Greek. And so you have this people group that is going through life, and you have Moses and David and Asaph and all of these writers that are contributing to content in the book of Psalms, and they're being so transparent, and yet it's being enjoyed by billions of people centuries later. As we all kind of find our way, as we find ourselves in the lines of the content, and we're now taking a part of what is, what's the canon of the Holy Scriptures. The Psalms is a portrait of how God dances with us through poetry across the seasons of our lives. And our human connection to how flawless deity romances with dirty, imperfect men and women. That's my key point today. The book of Psalms is a portrait of how God dances with us through poetry across the seasons of our lives, and our human connection to how flawless deity romances with dirty, imperfect men and women.
Number three, yeah.
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He will give grace and glory.
Grace and glory.
And no good thing will He withhold from me.
Withhold from me.
Yes, no good thing will He withhold from me. Why? Because I'm walking uprightly. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He will give grace and glory.
Grace and glory.
For the Lord God.
Lord God.
Shield. He will give grace and glory.
Grace and glory.
grace and glory.
The man that trusts in you. Oh Lord, oh, blessed is the man that trusts in you. Oh Lord, blessed is the man that trusts in you.
That God gave affliction out, that type of addiction inflicted doubt, blinded me from the healer. What you believe powers your faith, what you receive might dictate your grace. But favor is an aid in the faithful, great is his faithfulness. No good thing will he withhold from the table. It's the sun and the shield, the light and the defense. All good is all God, no room for pretense.
No thing, hey, withhold from me, withhold from me.
Psalms 19, for the choir director, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the Lord's glory. The skies assert his handiwork story. Each day relates it to the next. Night to night, it's creative text. No words involved, no description, no sound evoking heaven's diction. Yet to all the world its voice reaches, to the earth's far region its message preaches, that he was the one who draped the heavens around the sun like a tent, confident of the task ahead and on his mission bent. Stepping forth as a groom from his canopy, as a hero doing a lap of honor, proud as he can be. At one of the heaven's arcs, it rises, heralding a new day, forming a blessed circuit, wending its homeward way, universal in its embrace and the warmth of its display. Perfect is the law of God, refreshing the soul, offering faithful testimony to the divine role, in prompting simple folk for wisdom to enroll. Perfect are his precepts. They make the heart rejoice. Clarity in his commandments enlightening through their voice. Fear of the Lord brings a purity that forever will survive. Truth nestled in his judgments that righteousness may thrive. More desirable than gold they are, than fine gold in abundance. Sweeter than honey or the honeycomb, oozing its juicy substance. Your servant is most zealous to perform all your commands, knowing a great reward will flow directly from your hands. For all that, I am aware that errors must encroach. So clear me of any guilt when unwitting sins approach. Let the words of my faithful prayer at all times win your favor, Lord, my rock, whom redeems from harm, my piety, may you savor. Psalms 20. For the director, a psalm of David. In the face of all adversity, he will come to your aid. Jacob's God will remove you far from any ambush laid. Help will be dispatched to you from his holy place. From Zion's fortress, you will receive his ever-saving grace. The acceptance of all your voluntary gifts, he will indicate the quantity of your offerings he'll appreciate. All the desires of your heart may he provide. May no single cherished plan ever be denied. We shall rejoice at your salvation to our God. Our flag will raise. May he respond to your every plea, and may you ever deserve his praise. Hence my belief that the Lord will protect his anointed king, responding in power from his holy angels, his right hand delivering. There are some who trust in chariots, others in horses' speed, but will proclaim the name of God as our eternal need. The first are destined to be crushed and utterly decimated, while we rise to the heights, to victory directed. So save, Lord, we beg you. Our King, please respond. Whenever we petition, renew our timeless bond. Psalms 21. For the director, a psalm of David. Lord, in your strength the king rejoices. In your salvation, delight he voices. To all his requests you ascend, and you did not hold back when he pleaded. Goodly blessings to him you proffered, a golden crown for his head you offered. When he begged for life, it was extended length of days, with blessings blended. The victory that you bestowed, his glory enhanced. Splendor and majesty to him you advanced. For on him you lavish unending blessings, the joy of your presence gladly accessing. For in the Lord, the king feels secure, that by his compassion, he will endure. Your hand destroys all of your foes, your right hand raining down salvos. Like a furnace, your wrath will set them ablaze. In your fury, they are erased, their fruit destroyed from off the earth, their seed expelled as a stillbirth. In return for the evil that they design, for the dastardly plans they never refine. May you turn them around and put them to flight, that your bow may ever have them in its sight. Be exalted, Lord, for your strength, that we may sing our praise to you at length. Psalm 22. For the director on Eilat HaShahar, a psalm of David. My God, when you forsake me, I truly know not why. Why you are unmoved by my plight and by my plaintive cry. Why each day when I call, no answer do I hear. Why each night no respite comes, and I am gripped by fear. But you are holy, ever enthroned on the praise of Israel, finely honed. Our fathers trusted in you alone. As reward for that trust was deliverance shown. To you they cried, they escaped to a man, wholly trusting in your higher plan. But I am no more than a worm, a man only in name. I'm scorned by folk, and everywhere I've become an object of shame. When they look at me clearly, I see the mockery in their eyes. I blanch at the insults of their lips that my face they despise. Nodding at me, they mock my faith. In ironic mode, let him commit to his Lord, and on him offload, leaving him to rescue with his grace bestowed. For you drew me out of my mother's womb, claiming me on her breast. From birth, I became your charge to start my spiritual quest. So my plea is, don't stand apart, for trouble is at hand. And there are none around to help me save off the terror that's been planned. For I am surrounded by a host of bull-like foes, mighty bulls of Bashan in a pack enclosed. Their sharp fangs at me they bear, roaring lions ready to tear. Like water I am poured out, my bones disjointed, my body sore, my heart that strongly used to beat now melts like wax before the heat. My strength is brittle as a shard, my tongue to palate sticks so hard. You've assigned to me my burial earth, for a life's toil, is that my worth? Like dogs attracted to the scent, a pack of rogues on evil bent. Surround me, mauling hands and feet, not stopping until they are replete. Fleshless, I count my every bone, the merciless watch me with hearts of stone. My clothes among them, they divide, for my robes, they cast lots far and wide. So do not stand in far off shade. My strong one hasten to my aid. From the slain sword, deliver my soul. From the canine brute, let me escape whole. From the lion's mouth, let me be snatched. From the wild ox horn, safely detached. Then, to my brethren, I'll declare your fame in the congregation. I'll praise your name. Praise him, all you God-fearers. Honor him, Jacob's seed. Be in awe, Israel's offspring, and he'll provide your every need. For God will not scorn, nor will he spurn the poor man's lowliness, his face from him. He'll never hide his complaint, he'll assess. For what you do, I'll utter praise. Amid the congregation, among the pious, I'll pay my vows at a festive celebration. The meek will be invited, each an honored guest, till they eat their fill and be satisfied, till the Lord's praise they'll attest. May our hearts be ever of good cheer, come what may. They will be the toast to the God-fearers on that memorable day. Let the far-flung dwellers on earth consider and return to the Lord. Let all the families of nations bow obedient to his word. For kinship is determined by the Lord's volition. He rules all the nations by his sovereign decision. All earth's delicacies, the worthy, prostrating, shall eat, sharing with the indigent who beg in the street, whose battle for survival ends in defeat. Their offspring shall serve him with all their heart, affirming to my progeny the Lord's paramount part. They shall come and relate of his righteousness sublime, a heritage for those who live at some future time. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, no need does he deny. In lush pastures he set me down, by tranquil streams I lie. The Lord restores for his name's sake my spirits when they are low. Along right paths He guides me, urging me to follow. Were I to stumble into a gorge where death had cast its paw, your presence would dispel my fear, and I'd ever walk tall. Your rod and staff assuring me I'd never again fall. You set for me a table place. I eat without a qualm, surrounded by enemies, resolved to do me harm. With oil of the purest kind, my head you have anointed. A cup of blessing over full for me you have appointed. My grace, may grace and kindness pursue me all my days, that I may dwell in the Lord's house, remaining there always. Thank you for joining us for another edition of Masters of the Word. Follow us on social media, on Instagram at Lavelle Gill Media. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Lavelle Gill Music. Please subscribe, rate, and review to increase and spread the word to like-minded men and women. Until next week.